Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we relish the joy and celebration portrayed in Sangam literary work Nattrinai 91, written by Pisirandayar. The verse is set in the Nathal region of the coastal lands and speaks in the voice of the confidant to the lady, bringing good tidings about the man's arrival. நீ உணர்ந்தனையே தோழி, வீ உக புன்னை பூத்த இந்நிழல் உயர்கரை பாடு இமிழ் பனிக்கடல் துளையி, பெடையோடு உடங்கு இறை தேரும் தடந்தால் நாரை, அய சிறுகன் செங்கடை சிறுமீன், மேக்கு உயர் சினையின் மீமிசை குடும்பை, தாய்ப்பயிர் பிள்ளை வாய்ப்படச் சொரியும் காணல் அம்படப்பை ஆனா வன்மகிழ் பெருநல் ஈகை நம் சிறுகுடி பொலிய புல் உயிர் கொட்பின் வல் உயிர் மணித்தார் கடுமா பூண்ட நெடுந்தேர் நெடுநீர் சேர்ப்பன் பகல் இவன் வரவே. The poem greets us by extending the புன்னை பூத்த இன் நிழல், meaning the sweet shade of a flowering புன்னை tree. Fragrance and coolness wafts around us and shields us from the scorching worries of our day. The word Imil called out to me, for it sounds so close to Tamil, and learnt that this word means to roar. Indeed, the roaring of this language is still powerful after all these centuries. Then comes another fascinating word, Kudumbai, meaning nest. Fascinating because it calls to memory Kudumbam, meaning family. Both words painting vividly the safe feeling of being at home. Feeling the warmth of home at heart, let's move into the heart of the poem. The man and lady have been in a love relationship for a while. One day, when the lady sits worried that the man is not keen on a formal union, her confidant comes to her and says, "Did you know of this, my friend? Together with its mate, a long-legged seabird searches in the cold sea, roaring with waves by the high shore, which is filled with a sweet shade of flower-showering punnai trees. Finding tiny fish with small eyes reddened in the corners, the seabird then flies up to the high nest on the tall branches above and showers the food into the mouths of its little chicks, which have been calling out to their mother. Such is our little hamlet, filled with seashore groves and brimming with endless generosity, always ready to endow charity. As if to grace this hamlet comes a tall chariot with loud bells on the fast horse's neck, resounding like bird calls in the air. In such a manner he arrives here, our lord of the seas, in broad daylight." With these words, the confidant declares that the man is on his way to seek the lady's hand in marriage, thereby bringing jubilation to the lady's heart. To sense that ecstatic joy felt by the lady for ourselves, let's dwell on the deeper layers of the verse. Before our eyes, we see the waves of the sea roaring aloud. As if to add a softer tone to the scene, we see punnai or laurelwood trees in full bloom. When we step into the shade of one such tree, as if blessing our presence, it showers fragrant flowers from above. When we turn our eyes to the ocean, we see a seabird with its mate searching the seas for a catch. The seas do not disappoint the bird, for it finds what it's looking for, tiny fish with red eyes, the perfect catch for the waiting chicks in the nest high above. Carrying this catch, the bird rushes to its chicks to feed them. As we have seen in other poems, a natural scene is not just location description. It hides within it a metaphor to explain the events emerging, and we'll come to that in a moment. But before that, we need to turn our attention to the way the confidant describes their little seaside village, a place where people are generous and ready to give what's asked of them. The reason for this particular description will also be clear to us shortly. Finally, the confidant comes to the point saying that the man is arriving in his tall chariot with bells echoing like the calls of a flock of birds in the air. And the key to the whole thing is when this event is happening. It's happening during the day for all the village to see and delight in. Thus, That one word indicating the time tells us that the man has this far been visiting the lady only at night, taking care to tie the mouth of the bells so as not to rouse the village. Now, when he comes in broad daylight with bells clanging, there can only be one reason, the confidant declares. Like the seabird that fishes in the cold seas and brings food to the mouth of its chicks, the man has earned wealth which he brings to the girl's parents, seeking her hand from them. In a quaint manner, the metaphor involving the seabird and the man reverses the parent-child roles, but here it's the parents who are needy like the chicks, waiting for the man to furnish the feed of bride price, which is the offering to be rendered to the parents when asking a girl in marriage. The confidant stresses on their Hamlet being once so generous just to say that the parents will accept the man and grant the girl in marriage to him. Thus, the confidant weaves the story of the man's arrival with the drama of flora and fauna in that landscape. A happy feeling buds within, nudging one to shower those punnai flowers on nature and culture, the joyous couple united as one by this song. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri. Vanakkam.